Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Recognition of the Palestinian state. Recognition for the Jews to usurp 78% of Palestine. Britain, Canada, Australia, and Portugal recognize the so-called state of Palestine, followed by a number of countries at the high-level international conference of the United Nations General Assembly held from September 22nd to September 30, 2025, and co-chaired by France and Saudi Arabia. This recognition was welcomed by the Ruwaybida, insignificant, ignorant Muslim rulers, as well as the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the Arab League. Surprisingly, it was also welcomed by Palestinian organizations who consider it a fruit of their steadfastness, as if Palestine had been liberated and the Jewish entity had been eradicated. O Muslims, one of the most important requirements of political awareness is to make the Islamic creed the basis when judging things and actions. It is not permissible for a Muslim to issue a judgment on a thing or action that is far removed from the Islamic creed. The basic principle is that a Muslim should not forget that the two-state solution means recognition of the Jewish entity and that it has a right to the blessed land. And this is forbidden in Sharia, as it is the land that the noble companions watered with their pure blood, as well as the mujahideen who followed them in righteousness. It contains the third of the two sacred mosques to which Muslims travel from all over the world, and it is the place of the Prophet's night journey, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Palestine is an Islamic land, and it is not permissible for a Muslim to relinquish an inch of it. O Muslims, do you expect the head of disbelief, Kufr, Britain, and other disbelieving countries, which recognize the so-called state of Palestine, to send armies to liberate Palestine? Britain is the one that destroyed the Khilafah, Caliphate, issued the Balfour Declaration, placed Palestine under the Mandate, facilitated the immigration of the Jews from various countries of the world to it, established a state for the Jews there, divided Muslim lands, and installed agent rulers over them, whose primary function was to protect and consolidate the Jewish entity, and the other to maintain the fragmentation of Muslim lands. As for the other Kafir countries that recognize the state of Palestine, they recognize the Jewish entity on 78% of it, including what supplies it with the means of subsistence and the military machine with which it kills Muslims in Gaza, the West Bank, and elsewhere. Do you expect the Jewish entity to bestow favor upon you by allowing the establishment of a Palestinian state on part of the land of Palestine? Do you not know that the two-state solution, if achieved, will be nothing more than a weak, demilitarized statelet similar to the existing Palestinian Authority today, which is nothing more than a security arm of the Jewish entity, or merely an autonomous region along the lines of the states mentioned by Biden, and that a number of countries in the world do not have private armies? Would you accept that the results of your sacrifices and steadfastness be a caretaker authority under the bayonets of the Jews? This mockery reminds us of the farce of Yasser Arafat's declaration of the establishment of the State of Palestine on 15 November 1988 in Algeria. It was a state on paper, but the crude fruit of the Oslo negotiations was a meager authority under the bayonets of the Jews. O Muslims, do not forget what we always remind you of. The only correct and legitimate solution to the Palestinian issue is the mobilization of the Muslim armies to liberate all of Palestine and eliminate the Jewish entity from existence. Hizb ut-Tahrir, the pioneer who does not lie to his people, the bearer of the great Khilafah Caliphate project, calls upon you to work with it and calls upon the Muslim armies to support it in establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, state on the method of prophethood. In it lies your glory, and in it lies the solution to all your problems. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.